Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The men today claiming to be apostles in the status of the Apostle Paul, men that are a part of the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, these men are false apostles. That is according to the Bible. That's the headline. David James will join me in a moment to discuss this contemporary issue.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Are these apostles today really qualified according to the Word of God? And what about their claims and the New Apostolic Reformation? Talk to me about that.
No, they definitely do not qualify biblically to be apostles. The apostles were uniquely chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ. We see this Matthew chapter 10, and we know that they don't meet that qualification based upon a couple of things, particularly Acts chapter 1. And as they were deciding on who they were going to use to replace Judas, there were a couple of things that we find. One is, they said, one of these who has been with us from the beginning. So, in other words, a qualification was that there had to be someone from the group of disciples that had been with the apostles from the very beginning. Now, a lot of people just think about the 12, but actually Jesus had a fairly large contingency of disciples. And the other was, of these who have been with us from the beginning, must be an eyewitness with us of the resurrection. So it has to be someone who was personally chosen by Jesus, in this case, through the casting of lots by the other apostles, had to be someone who had been with them from the beginning and who had actually personally seen the risen Savior. And Paul also talks about the marks of an apostle in one of his letters to the Corinthians, and he said, and these are the marks of an apostle, someone who can do signs and wonders. So there's no way that they meet that qualification.
David James, with biblical understanding of the true apostles appointed by Jesus Christ. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. You may have noticed that David James did not give his opinion. He actually went to the Bible for his answers. That is key. God's Word is the absolute. As David James revealed, Matthew chapter 10 is a record of Jesus appointing the true apostles. That dates back some 2,000 years ago. A biblical standard must be set for the truth to be known. Paul, the last apostle appointed, wrote on the truth of this issue to the church, warning of false apostles in the last days. What Paul wrote helps alert the church on the biblical truth about the end of the world and the coming of false apostles. In fact, false apostles are written about in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. The prolific appearance of so-called apostles today, false apostles, is tangible evidence that the rapture is about to happen. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...